Track 12. At the age of 53, I've got a tattoo. The BBC TV Look East presenter Susie Fowler-Watt bears new art that tells her story.
My great aunt Lola, after whom our daughter was named, was famous in our family for many things, including her fabulous collection of quirky old postcards. I used to love getting them in the post when I was a young girl. She was also known to love the Sound of Music film so much that she'd watched it more than 100 times. This was quite impressive, given this was the late 1970s and the film had only come out a decade before. I too love The Sound of Music and have also probably seen it approaching 100 times, but that's in over half a century. I never tire of it, and there are certain scenes and songs that I could watch on repeat. My children were brought up with me singing Do Re Mi and Edelweiss to them at bedtime every night. This has stayed with them, and my daughter has now persuaded me to do something well out of my comfort zone as a result. Lola the younger has now decided that, lovely as Auntie Lola was, the name doesn't suit them, and so they'll go by their middle name Mackenzie instead. That's completely fine by us, as we chose and like both names. Mackenzie uses they-them pronouns, is also quirky, and also loves postcards, although of the newer variety. They have pink hair, a nose ring, and wear funky makeup. They have just turned 18 and are ready to take on the world, but not before asking Mum to do something special. Mackenzie wanted us to have matching tattoos, a symbol of how much we mean to each other before they fly the nest. Having a tattoo was definitely not part of my life plan. For someone who's naturally cautious and hates getting things wrong, their permanence is off-putting. But I like to think I'm open-minded, and I'm well aware they're viewed differently by the younger generation. I'll think about it, I said reluctantly, hoping to kick this idea into the long grass and leave it there. It would have to be something meaningful. Weeks went by and I had genuinely forgotten about this request, but Mackenzie had not. They'd been working on it and had come up with a plan. They decided our tattoos should be Edelweiss flowers, to remind us of the song I've always sung, but also because these beautiful flowers grow in alpine conditions and are a symbol of resilience and devotion. It's at this point that you need a bit of context. Like so many families, we've been through the mill in the past few years. Mackenzie, in particular, has had a very rough time and has shown extraordinary grit to get to where they are now, about to head off to university. I'm immensely proud of all of us for this journey we've been on together. So, a symbol of resilience and devotion? Mackenzie had me. I didn't tell Alex until the big day came, as I was worried he would disapprove and try to dissuade me. I mentioned it at breakfast, after giving him a bit of a warning that he needed to put his non-judgmental face on. He did very well. Some of you may need the smelling salts, but I can reveal I now proudly sport a tattoo of an Edelweiss flower on my inner arm. It's pretty and delicate, but most of all, it means something. I see it as all part of life experience, a bit like doing my charity skydive years ago. I think some of my friends will be shocked, but at the age of 53, I really don't care. Or maybe I quite like the idea of shocking some people. Some of us bear scars that tell our story. Some of us wear art. I know my mum would not have been impressed, but I'm pretty sure my Auntie Lola would have approved.